The streak continues. The streak is alive. We're on a 2-week streak of posting podcast episodes weekly. Hey, it's better than nothing. It's a fresh episode of the Call to Arms podcast featuring my favorite funny person on social media, maybe funny person period. I think it's my favorite color, and it's definitely in my top 10 favorite Taylor Swift songs. Red Oliero is on the show, and this is our big TV guide for 2022. If you guys are looking for TV shows to binge, that was a big conversation that I had with a lot of followers on social media over the last week. So I figured, hey, let's make a podcast out of it. Also, Red is famous for one of his many funny bits is his bit about PBA team names. And we discussed that at the end. So there's still some basketball in it there for everybody. A lot of great TV suggestions, a lot of thoughts on TV shows, old and new. I think there's a lot of stuff that you guys are going to enjoy about this. And if you would indulge myself and Red, you're going to be hearing a whole lot of us together, hopefully in the future, when he makes very frequent returns to the podcast. But check out his pod. It's called Bago Matulog with Red Oliero. It's hilarious. And follow him everywhere. The Call to Arms podcast, as always, is produced and made possible by the Amigo, Toby from HR. Original art is by Alan Martin. Original theme music is Tropical Vikings by Careless Music Manila. My name is Nico Ramos, and this is the Call to Arms podcast. Something going on around the islands. Money flowing wherever I've been promised. Just another Viking in the tropics. Taking over, trying to stop this novice. Make it killing, I'm finna conquer. I'm a dreamer, the floor is lava. Something going on around the islands. It's been a long time coming since I've wanted to get the funniest person online that I see on the podcast. But since the former presidential spokesperson is not available, I went to the second funniest person that I see online. Mr. Red Oliero is on the pod. Red, salamat. Thanks for making time.
Thanks, man. Sobra.
Shots are fired early.
Oh, ang aga.
I wanted to start off slightly political. This is a TV guide. So this is a TV guide for everyone who's looking for new or old TV shows to binge at the start of 2022 at the height of another heightened home order for
hindi
all
mo na
of
alam
us.
Ko ng tawag, no?
Hindi ko alam, eh.
Hindi ko alam kung tatawag ko siyang lockdown. Is it a lockdown now?
Parang quarantine? Alert level.
Yeah, well, yun yung bagong buzzword nila ngayon. It's the
granular, ano, with granular
lockdown, whatever.
Anyway, but before we get to the TV part of it, I wanted to touch a little bit on slightly political things, because on your podcast, you just had the vice president, Miss Lenny Robredo, on your pod. So slight plug at the start, and at the same time, your experience speaking with a vice president, not a lot of people have the opportunity to say na, isang araw kausap ko siya,
wala lang, Madam. Nag-zoom lang kami, chill lang.
Nag-zoom kami ni Madam, but how did I've heard the app, obviously, but how did the app go? Talk through it for people who haven't listened to the episode yet.
I think the one thing na hindi namin talaga na, kasi when we started, it's all business, eh, tuloy-tuloy, like, one thing that I think people should know is that we barely script that shit. Mm-hmm. Parang when we asked for topics, they were like, anything goes. Siyempre, I wasn't talking to kay Madam Lenny sa simula. Pero okay, then tagtanong kami, well, anything that you might want to bring up, ganyang klase. Ganun. So, it usually naman talaga sa mga guests ko, hindi ako masyado nagpe-prepare. Like, I like the conversational flow. Ayoko siya maging Q&A kind of thing.
Right.
Pero ito, sinisip ko parang, maybe i-panel natin ito ng konti. Kasi, alam mo yun.
Kasi tapos, vice-presidente.
Kasi baka may masabi ako na something. And sila pa yung mismo na parang, kahit ano, bahala na. So, thinking na marami kang kausap, di ba, from her team and everything. Isa din sa mga pinaka-cool things is that when you usually talk to these kinds of people na medyo PR sensitive yung panilang mga sinasabi and everything, usually may guy na may social media person or may communications person na kasama, and then they will tell you na parang do this, do that, ganyan, 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 before the actual
left.
Yeah, before the actual guesting start. Pumasok lang siya eh, sa call. Mas madami pa nga yung team namin nila Vic eh, kasi I had a producer, I had a yung editor namin nag-sit in din and everything, tapos nag-hide din yung isang VP ng Podcast Network Asia bago nagsimula yung episode. Tapos siya dumating lang siya, naglalag pa siya minsan, alam mo yun. So very she was very down to earth. Tapos when usually yung mga sinasabi sa amin na baka try nyo lang, wag masyadong maging political kasi nakakasawa na parang baka masyadong political. Pero she had no problem like, you know, calling out her own mistakes, her what the government is doing wrong right now. So it was a very, very genuine topic. Tapos nung nalaman namin na okay lang pala, siya din nagsasabi, hindi tuloy-tuloy na kami. Parang ganun. Very easy to talk to, man. Sobra.
The funny thing is, in our line of work, we've had experiences speaking to people who are, you know, anything that they say can be grabbed, can be tweeted out of context, can be, you know, misaligned, misunderstood, lalo na in the current climate with the elections coming and with the VP declaring her bid for president. So you'd expect na, kasi... basketball player lang bago mag-umpisa record. Artista lang, sasabihin sa'yo, okay to talk about this, pero yung ex-boyfriend ko, let's not bring him up. Which I understand, which is completely fine. That's their right. Which is why I guess it's refreshing when you say na nag-join lang si Madam Lenny, parang inuman lang.
I've had guests na, like, nalala ko parang gusto ko mag-guest ng isang streamer. And mas marami pa siyang riders kaya sa vice president. As in, talk to my manager, and then after your manager, okay, ito yung mga listahan hindi pwede pag-usapan. Is parang kasi may controversy siya na ginawa. Eh, yun yung gusto kong pag-usapan. Alam mo yun? Ay, parang, without this topic, wala kang kwenta na pag-usapan natin favorite movies mo. Diba? Ang weird. So, parang ako, parang may perspective, nakaka-warp lang ng perspective na parang, okay, well, siya yung pinaka-ground zero most scrutinized person in the country probably right now. Kung hindi, one-off. Tapos siya pa yung parang, kahit ano, kaya sabihin. Pakialam.
That being said, let's talk about your favorite TV show.
Maganda.
Again, we don't write this stuff. Although, if you're listening to this and you're thinking maybe you should start writing this stuff, I understand. Both of us fell into the trap on Instagram the other week. I saw you do it. You saw me do it. We both took very little pleasure after we posted our 10 TV shows
Kulang
to
eh.
Get to Know Me kasi parang nainis lang tayo pareho. I broke the rule. I went all the way to 30 and then forgot one of my favorite TV shows of all time. So the feedback that I got from that is a lot of people were asking for TV show recommendations. A lot of people were recommending TV shows to me. Na, to be honest, gusto kong sabihin sa kanila na parang yung panoorin yan, may mas maganda. Kung ganyan yung type mo, may mas maganda ako recommendation para na ganyang tipo.
Tapos nagiging pissing contest siya, no? Well, napanood mo na ba yung kanyang obra maestra? Pero mas magaling siya mag-act dito eh.
And at the same time, I got a lot of suggestions that I'm excited to try out. And, you know, the last thing I want is for people to kind of look at that list or hear this podcast and think na sobrang elite naman ang taste nyo. Sobrang elite naman. Dahil gusto ko How I Met Your Mother, hindi na ako papasasay.
Oo nga.
No. You like what you like.
Oh, exactly.
And if trip mo si Barney Stinson, no problem. That's fine.
Alam
That's
mo, nakakainis okay. lang is that when I posted that list, and then marami rin ibang list na TV shows, movies, or whatever, there's always a person na magagalit siya sa akin because I didn't include something. para na-disappoint siya. Kasi para siguro may perception siya sa akin na parang, okay, dahil komedyante ako, dapat andito to. Kasi parang sa movies, I left out Anchorman. Kasi parang inisip ko, may Talladega Nights na ako nilagay. Parang hindi ko na kailangan nilagay yung Anchorman. Or Step Brothers, parang ganun. Tapos nag-reply siya parang, ha? Walang Step Brothers? How could you? Tapos ano pa? sad emoji. So, parang, well, siguro na nasa 12 siya. Yan? Pero top 10 is top 10. Mahirap.
I put up my list as I was getting replies. WTF? Walang suits? Sinireplyan ko privately. Wala.
Wala. Wala. Fuck wala. Suits.
Parang, come on guys. Parang lahat naman tayo pero natin yung first two seasons ng Suits eh. Pero by season 7, parang hirap na maniwalang walang
alam. Hindi ko alam na tumagal siya. Tumagal na season 7 yun eh.
Si Bongbong Marcos nga, ang bilis natin alaman na hindi talaga nag-Oxford eh.
Yun pa rin ba siya? Like sa dulo? Because I know the plot. The plot of it all was like fake lawyer siya, di ba?
Oo. Tapos, photographic memory. Okay. Na photographic memory siya. So, matalino talaga siya. Pero he faked the Harvard degree. Kasi yung firm only hires from Harvard.
He faked the degree. So, hindi siya fake lawyer.
Imagine mo kung gaano ka bad trip yun. A-apply ka sa kumpanya. Matalino ka, magaling ka. In this case, may hindi nag-a-apply sa character na yun kasi parang deadbeat siya before siya naging fake lawyer. Pero ga-apply ka at sabihin sa'yo, hindi pwede. Ateneo lang pwede dito.
May mga companies na ganyan ha. Meron ha.
Outright, sinasabi nila.
Hindi nila sasabihin sa'yo na ito yun lang yung pwede. Pero I've nag-OJT ako sa isang multinational dati. And sinabi sa akin ng isang HR person na nag-OJT, gago, nag-shred sila ng resumes na ano, hindi kasama, hindi Lasal Ateneo UP. So, parang sila ko sa pala. That's kind of limiting. Alam mo yun?
Una, sobrang corporate cliche nung may shredder sila. No?
Siyempre.
Pangalawa, talagang, parang hindi nila a-announce. No? Hindi namin a-announce na Atenista lang pwede pumasok dito. Pero pag UP season, kita mo buong kampanya. Buong kampanya nila nasa lower box. Diba? Parang, Ateneo!
Sobra. As in, kulang na lang parang, actually minsan nga pag parang sa like I used to work in advertising, that sometimes I would meet yung clients, diba? Tapos pag nalaman nila taga-Lasal ako, tapos Atenista sila, sisimulan nila yung meeting ng trash talk. Tatagal. Isang oras yung meeting, wala pa kami natatapos sa presentation. Kasi parang, si Ryan Buena, be. Ayaw na makayun siya yung laro niya. Tapos, nagugulat yung mga seniors ko sa company ko. Kasi parang, takina, bakit ayaw mo silang papanulunin? Ba't mo sinasakyan sa trash to? Parang dapat pagpatalo ka na lang kasi kliyente yan. Sabi ko, hindi. Siniwalan nila eh. Pwede.
I see your Ryan Buenafe and I raise you Mac Mac Cardona. O sige, paastigan tayo. May Mac Mac ako.
Achievement din sa akin yung tipong pag napag-trash to ka gamit si Kishko. Mga ganong klase. Yung mga obscure na. Tangin na pari, youth yung Andrada lang pala yung katapat niya eh. Mga ganon. Diba? I mean, hindi ko sasabing panu sila. Pero kasi napaka, alam mo yan, parang usually gagamitin mong pan-trash talk sila Ritualo, diba? Sila, si Joseph Yeo, diba? Gusto kong pan-trash talk yung mga talagang maliliit lang na, the role players. I love the role players, pare.
Wala kay Manny Ramos.
Ganun.
Okay, I have a lot of UAAP observations as someone who broadcasted the UAAP. I have a lot of UAAP conversations that I want to have with you. Let's put a pin on that. Let's go to 2022 TV show guide. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What are you watching right now in terms of new shows, new seasons of shows? Mm-hmm. What are you current on right now that you have full confidence in na parang, recommend ko to sa'yo.
Yeah.
If di mo to magustuhan, you're lying. Kasi imposible hindi magustuhan tong
you're
show na
stupid.
To. You're
stupid. Shit. Ako, Succession, mm-hmm. sure ball. At first, I was skeptic kasi recently sa pandemic, parang ayoko manood na nakaka-bad trip.
Mm-hmm.
Masyado kasi parang ang dami ko ng bad trip. Hindi ko na kailangan. Hindi ko na kailangan. What it does though is that you feel better kasi tiga mo ang yayaman nila pero basura yung buhay nila. So parang nagkaroon din ng ganun. So Succession is one. And ang ganda kasi ng dialogue. Ewan ko sino nagsulat ng dialogue or whatever, pero pag may dialogue na ganyan, like they actually sound like people na... Ayoko rin kasi masyado dialogue yung sobrang realistic. Gusto rin yung gusto ko medyo, alam mo yun, out there silang characters lahat. So, ang ganda ng dialogue niya.
I have
go.
Sorry, before we get to your next show, I have a few Succession questions since this is Honest Hour. I love Succession also. I thought it was one of the best shows of the year. It's out there. Pero honesty time. Naiintindihan mo ba yung nangyayari? On the business side.
No! Hell no! Hell no, man. Parang, like, I enjoyed The Big Short, yung movie ni Adam McKay. Nandun din si Kendall Roy dun sa movie niya, di ba? Didn't understand, but I've watched it like so many times kasi ang ganda ng dialogue, eh. Alam mo yan?
Partida nangyari sa atin sa totoong buhay yung Big Short, ha?
Oo nga naman. Pero yung talaga Succession, parang... Ano nangyayari? Proxy battle? What the fuck is that?
Nung first season, ginagoogle ko pa yung terms. Papause ko, tapos google. Kasi gusto mo maintindihan eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Gusto mo maintindihan eh. So eventually, narealize ko, kahit na maintindihan ko yung concept, di ba may experience sa buhay ko to eh.
Hindi nga.
Yung gets ko lang. Okay, bad trip si A,
yes.
Kay B. Okay, now I can follow. Okay, may secret sila. Okay, takot sila mamitu.
Yes.
Okay, sige. Okay, gets ko na.
And saka sa scoring, the ride. Sa scoring mo kuha mo eh. Like, kunwari pag may story tapos may nangyari, di mo alam ko, what the fuck did he say? Tapos malungkot yung score or dreadful yung score. Ah, puta, masama to. So parang pe-pretend mo na lang na tipong, ah, oo nga, masama nga naman yung mag-vote of no confidence yung majority ng shareholders.
here's my second Succession question. As someone who works in comedy, baka I'm sure you have a more nuanced take on this question. Is Succession just a sitcom without a laugh track?
Hindi na uso laugh track ngayon, no? Meron pa ba? May shows pa ba na yung laugh track?
Parang meron pa rin. But none of the shows that we'll be suggesting the next 30
like
minutes.
The last show na naalala ko may laugh track, yung Cupcake Girls. Man, I don't even know the... Di ba ta Cupcake Girls yun?
Are you sure? Are you sure you wanna...
Si Kat Dennings.
Ah, two broke girls.
Two broke girls. Don't they sell cupcakes or something? Ako, ko.
Yes, yes, yes. In fairness,
basta ganun. So, alam ko may kind laughter yun eh. Pero ito, I think it's comedy talaga. The same way na Breaking Bad is sometimes classified as a comedy.
Alright, Succession, top of the list, of course. No question, if there's anyone out there, if you've seen Succession, nakita niyo lahat ng mga annoying... intellectually pa elite friends of yours like Red and myself posting about Succession. It's for good reason. We don't mean to be annoying about it, pero it's for good reason. Watch Succession. All right, what else is on your list?
Are we talking about recent lang? Like
sure.
What I'm currently binging, diba? Parang
yeah.
Ganun. Right now, kasi hindi pa lumalabas yung latest season kasi, I don't know, because of COVID or whatever. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Pero I know it's still ongoing. Another HBO series called Barry.
Okay. Yeah. Barry's coming back.
Mm-mm. Sana. Hopefully soon. Ang tagal na nung huling. Tapos cliffhanger parati yung ending ng seasons nila eh. So parang, amen.
Okay. Ganun. My wife and I, we've done this on this podcast before. Mm-hmm. When we encounter, usually it's me trying to sell her on TV shows. Kasi pag may jowa ka or when you get married, most especially, and you share a home, TV show, hindi mo pwedeng, iyo lang yan. Hindi pwede. Kakanyahin mo sa iyo lang. It has to be a shared experience. So I always try to convince her about shows. So we do this thing called stream it or skip it. Pero being married to me is annoying because I have 25 stream it or skip it suggestions all the time. So my wife puts a rule on me and says, two sentences. Two sentences, and then we'll decide if we're going to stream it or skip it. So, I know of Barry, haven't seen an episode. I just know a new episode, a new season is coming. It's coming back after I think what, 2 years, 2 years off.
Sana.
But no idea, no idea what it is. A lot of people listening probably don't know. I'll give you a chance to pitch it, stream it, or skip it. What's in two sentences? What's Barry and why is it good?
Okay. It's a show starring Bill Hader where he plays a hitman but wants to get out of the hitman game because he fell in love with acting.
Okay.
So, and it's directed by Alec Burke. Silang dalawa ni Bill Hader yung ano, showrunners. So, it's great, man. May action, may mystery, may... It's hard to describe.
So he is excellent at his current profession, but yes, wants to quit it for the arts.
Mm-mm. Best hitman nung isa mga best hitman, but parang while he was tailing a hit, yung ano niya pala, and this more than two sentences na. Pero he was tailing a hit, tapos yung target niya pala actor. So sinundan niya sa theater and then for some reason nakita niya yung theater.
Na-move siya.
And it's like a shitty theater. Ah. Yung tipong it was run by a guy na talagang in-exploit lang yung students na tipong okay, you have to pay for this class kasi nanood ka, mga ganong klase. So ganong, ganda. Sobrang,
okay. I get it. Guy with really cool job wants to quit it to act. Essentially, yes. High School Musical. Pero it's Bill Hader and he's a former hitman. Stream it. I'm pressing the button. Stream it.
Maganda. And it's easy to watch kasi it's like what, 10 episodes? It's not a hindi siya commitment tulad ng, and not to throw shade sa mga K-drama. And hindi ko lang naman inaaway yung mga K-drama because alam mo yun, dahil hindi ako nanonood. Pero I've seen some, like nag-try ako manood. Grabe, it's like 90 minutes per episode. Alam mo yun, sobrang commitment niya.
Pelikula.
Oo, pelikula per episode. Tapos 20. 20 eps lang yan. pero 150 minutes yung isang episode eh. Alam mo yun, gagawin eh.
Okay. Succession, check. We both co-sign on it. Barry, you are endorsing. I'm pressing stream it on it right now. We'll definitely give it a try. Anything else on your list that you want to recommend?
Oof. If you haven't yet, siguro, I would really suggest, Band of Brothers. Ewan ko kung baka trip niya. Sobrang layo bigla. Pero kasi Band of Brothers, yun yung binabalik, yun yung friends ko eh. Alam yung mga tao na, pag I like friends din ah. Pero pag nanonood sila ng friends, oh, kahit ilang beses ka panoorin yan. For me, it's the World War II miniseries, Band of Brothers. Ang ganda niya eh.
Band of Brothers, by the way, na halos lahat ng artista na dumaan dun sa show na yun, sumikat.
Oh nga eh, grabe. Nagulat din ako. Ang weird lang kahit means, oy, si Michael Fassbender to for like four seconds of this episode.
Oh, diba? Damon Lewis yun, di ba yun nasa Billion? Dati tsaka, pa pala siya weirdo magsalita.
Ang daming artista doon na parang, wow, sikat tong mga to lahat. So pag pinanood mo ngayon, yes, it's an ensemble cast. Pero originally, it wasn't intended to be an ensemble cast. Pero, ano ko, World War II films, alam ko medyo American propaganda siya a little bit. Pero sarap eh. Ang sarap manood ng, maganda lang, war, may action, may brotherhood. Ano mo yun?
I'm big fan, Band of Brothers, big fan. Yeah. Hindi ko siya fini-friends, so not as big of a fan as you. Pinanood ko siya the one time before. I will try watching it again. Related to that, side question. The answer for me, I know for sure, the answer is 5 minutes. Maybe more, but definitely not more than 30. How long are you surviving if you are dropped into Band of Brothers? Like, gera siya. We are called to duty to serve our country and defend freedom.
Is it like drop me as in my current state or do I get trained muna like they got trained? Kasi training din nila, pwede rin hindi na ako tumagal dun eh. Doon pa lang.
Yun na nga eh. That's what I was gonna say. I'm like, parang, gusto pa natin talaga mag-training kung di rin tayo tatagal?
They, I would probably die right away.
Unless you feel na parang, hindi, wais ako eh.
I don't think kaya mo outsmart yung artillery. Parang, ah, parating na siya, I guess. Like, may mga stuff na parang, ah, so kailangan mo tumakbo tas mag-nosedive ka into a hole and then get ready to shoot people. I can't even like do half of those. Alam mo yun?
Yung my conflict always with war movies and TV shows about war is all yung 1917 yung tumatakbo siya. Yung sobrang habang scene na tumatakbo siya. Sobrang galing ginawa. Mm. But what the only thing that tells me is, yes, you can develop the cardio to run kasi yeah, kailangan mo yun. Outside of that, no strategy. Oh. IQ is irrelevant. Swerte-swertihan lang to. Kasi, hindi ko man alam kung paano ako papatay eh. Kasi hindi ko alam kung ano yung iiwasan ko.
Though, dahil nga ilang beses siyang pinanood, meron isang quote si Captain Ronald Spears
okay,
sa isang episode. Kasi parang may nagtanong sa kanya na, how do you, kasi may mga tinatouch silang topics, like may mga natatakot, lumaban, di ba? So how do you deal with it? Parang ganun. Parang sinabi niya dun sa isang trooper niya na hindi mo ba alam you're already dead. just we're just waiting for it to happen, so just do your orders, parang ganoon klase. So parang that's very skeptic and efficient for, you know, getting people in line.
Yun yung advice ng lahat ng taong nalululong sa sugal. Justify nila yung pagsugal na yan, sinasabi ng lahat. De, pagpasok mo sa casino, yung perang dala mo, assume mo na natalo yun. Only bring in the money you're willing to lose. Whether casino bro or crypto bro, yan yung sinasabi lang lahat. Only invest the money you're willing to lose. Pag na zero, zero, okay lang.
Okay lang.
Hindi masama loob mo.
Inaccept mo na eh.
Oo, tanggap mo na eh. Patay ka na. Mandamay ka na lang ng konti sa kalaban. Okay. So, I wanna recommend what I'm currently watching right now.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're recording this on the 14th. It's a Friday. Today the season finale of an HBO show, Station 11, is Ooh. About to release. Some plus sides, some positives on the show. Station 11. Mackenzie Davis is the star of the show. If you've seen her in any of her previous work, whether it was ano yung super popular na ano, Black Mirror episode. Black Mirror, where basta yung medyo happy ending na Black Mirror. Isa lang naman yun eh. Parang Mojito Island, whatever. Basta, that's where Mackenzie Davis. So search ko nga, magagalit sa akin mga tao who are big fans of that particular episode.
Yeah, people are anal about, I don't know, facts. Yeah, like when you're just throwing shit out there, tapos parang, ay di! Hindi naman yun nangyari! Silang.
Mackenzie Davis was also in The Martian. She was in...
She was in The Martian?
Oh, siya yung naka-discover na kinakausap sila ni Matt Damon.
Ah, okay. Hindi siya part ng crew. Okay.
Siya yung young parang person on the desk na nakakahanap.
Little sidebar lang sa The Martian. Yun yung unnecessarily ensemble cast. Parang you don't need fucking Michael Peña throwing two lines in this movie.
parang sabi nila parang, sige, Castaway sa space, pero ang dami natin pere.
Sige, sinong extra pwede? Sige, Michael Peña.
Sige, si Childish Gambino.
Let's cast Childish Gambino for 2 minutes.
Dito sa kabilang studio, gusto yung padaanin niya. San Junipero is a Black Mirror episode I was thinking about. Mojito Island.
What is Station 11 about?
So, ito. So, all the positives about Station 11. So, Mackenzie Davis is the star. It was written and created by Charlie Brooker, who came from the, kumbaga, kung coaching tree siya in the NBA. Galing siya sa coaching tree of the Lindelof guys, the guys who made Lost.
Ooh, I like it already.
It's a kind of shows that episode 1 could be about one person. Mm-hmm. Tapos may two scenes about this other person, right?
Pero parang
sa episode 3, yung side character na yon, siya yung bida ng episode na yon. Yeah. So that's what kind of like parang it's about. Sorry, Patrick Somerville pala yung creator ng ng Station 11. Great cast. Himesh Patel is in it. Siya yung guy na nasa Yesterday na kumakanta ng Beatles.
Yeah.
He's there. Basta great cast, solid, super entertaining. Here's the medyo negative side of Station 11. And here are my two sentences, Red. So you can say stream it or skip it. Here are the two sentences for Station 11. Okay. Imagine mo may pandemic tas namatay lahat. This show explores what it would be like 20 years later among the survivors.
Okay. Aganda. What we need right now talaga is more possibilities of our future. What could happen?
Mababawi ko ba sa'yo if sabihin ko si Gael Garcia Bernal is also in
this? Oh, okay. That makes me feel better. Pero honestly, you had me at from the guys who made Lost or parang from that learning tree. Ang problema ko lang...
yung premise talaga niya is...
Parang kaka-antigen ko lang kanina. Does it really say COVID?
It doesn't say COVID. It says pandemic. It says flu. The flu has mutated. Don't believe media. Don't believe the government. It's bad. Isolate yourself. So parang Lost. It jumps through time, locations, characters.
I'll stream it sa condition na tapos na yung pandemic.
Okay.
Para hindi na ako parang okay, sure na hindi mangyayari.
Okay, start it in 3 years then.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be there. Wait, ano ba siya? Is it like a mini series?
I am not seeing anything about season 2. Hindi ko na panapapanood yung episode 10, so I don't know if there's gonna be a cliffhanger. I'm saving it for later
tonight. Ang problema kasi ng Lost is that it was like I think 3 seasons too long or something, parang ganun. So if it what ended like siguro season 4 or 3 yung Lost, okay. So if they're gonna say that they're not gonna pad the shit out of this, pwede.
Well. There's my one suggestion. That's my most depressing suggestion. My other suggestion is it's a three show group. That's all written and created by this guy named Taylor Sheridan. Mm-hmm. So kung nanood kayo ng Sons of Anarchy before, I'm not sure if you saw that show. Si Taylor Sheridan is like parang the 9th or 10th main character on that show. Siya yung deputy sheriff, whatever. So, nangyari sa kanya, to this guy, si Taylor Sheridan, he gets fired, well, he quits that show kasi he felt like he was underpaid. Tapos, nagkulong siya. He parang lives in like parang a ranch in Texas. Nagkulong siya, tapos nagsulat siya ng mga pelikula. Tapos sinulat niya Sicario.
Oh! Sicario.
Tapos sinulat niya Hell or High Water. Tapos, apparently, he is this writing freak. And then, he created this show called Yellowstone. So, here are my two sentences on Yellowstone. Yellowstone. Kevin Costner, sobrang yaman, may-ari ng sobrang laking ranch sa Montana. Modern-day cowboy siya, and people are trying to take his land. That's the show.
Oh.
So, people, walang pakialam sa Yellowstone. First two seasons. No one cares. And then, nag-pandemic. And everyone... especially in the US, rewatched it. And then, nahook sila. Sobrang nahook. It's now the biggest cable show on TV right now in the US. Si Taylor Sheridan, he's milking it. He's milking it with everything he's got. He has now launched a prequel series called 1883, set in the year 1883, to tell the story kung paano na-discover yung Yellowstone Ranch. It stars Tim McGraw. Yes, that Tim McGraw. At yung asawa niya, si Faith Hill. But also, it stars si Sam Elliott, the guy with the weird voice from Star is Born. And then randomly, no joke, no joke, randomly, there's a 30-second Tom Hanks cameo in one of the episodes. There is a 3-scene parang cameo from Billy Bob Thornton. Why? I don't know.
Oh, pero bakit nga? Are they like associated with each other? Parang hindi ko naman nakita.
Di sila producer, di sila investor. Trip lang nilang Kumau Boy in 1883. So there. So those are two shows by Taylor Sheridan. He has a third show. Walang kinalaman sa Cowboys. But it just finished. It stars Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights fame. And it stars Hawkeye himself, Jeremy Renner.
Wow!
So it's called Mayor of Kingstown. Not to be confused with Mayor of Easttown. Pero Mayor of Kingstown is a show about a town called Kingstown in Michigan. Puro preso. Puro prison. Industrial prison complex. There's state, federal, private, women's prisons all over this town. And yung magkapatid, si Kyle Chandler tsaka si Jeremy Renner. Ano sila? Para silang fixer. Para silang... They're the ones who get all the gangs to agree. They're the ones who negotiate with the guards and the prisoners and the gangs outside.
So sila yung, ano, sila yung top dog sa prison.
They maintain the peace. They maintain the peace. They maintain the peace. Mayor of Kingstown, really good. But don't you ever watch it with your parents or with children nearby. It's all I'll say. Baka tatari mo, Oni ko, anong letra sa SPG yung lalabas sa Mayor of Kingstown? Lahat ng letra. A to Z. Alcohol, narcotics, bad language, nudity, violence, lahat 'yon lalabas sa Mirror.
Is this like an HBO series or like a streaming kind of thing?
Don't ask me where I stream it. I'm not prepared to answer
the
that
old
question
ways,
right
ba?
Now. Let's just say if LimeWire was still working, LimeWire would be my friend currently.
No, but I'm asking like kasi HBO it's usually the random fuck scene. Alam mo yun? Or sometimes mga Netflix series.
Gratuitous yeah. Cursing scene. I think it's on Paramount Plus sa States. But obviously, I stream it
ang
here.
Ang dami ng putang inang streaming na. Dati it was like, Netflix lang, okay na lahat. The idea was like, di ba? Oh, you only need one. And no, parang nagago tayo. Kasi dati, we just buy a cable subscription and you get all the channels. And now you have to buy each channel. Alam mo yan, parang, teka lang.
wait lang. Tapos yung nasa Netflix dati, wala na sa Netflix ngayon.
Oh, hinuhugot na. Or butal-butal. Parang, meron lang 2 seasons na Modern Family. Ah, talaga, alin? 9 tsaka 4. Parang, ha? Bakit ganun?
Parang ganun yung Grey's Anatomy. It's parang...
Ang haba naman kasi ng Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy sa Netflix. Seasons 1 to 17 available. So, ba't pa kailangan lang i-indicate yun? Kasi season 96 na ang Grey's Anatomy.
We got 20% of Grey's Anatomy.
But yeah, those are my TV suggestions. Those are Red's TV suggestions. If you're listening to this right now, if you've seen all of those shows, then sorry, we cannot help you with any new stuff.
Wala na.
If you haven't yet, I have a question. Have you seen the show called Heels?
Yes. Finished it in like 2 days.
Solid, di ba?
Sobrang ganda niya. Para siyang sabi ng friend ko na wrestler. Sabi niya, it's One Tree Hill na wrestling. Sabi ko, tama. Yun talaga yun. Drama niya, sobra. But it's like I've dabbled in the wrestling industry here locally. And when at sa kasagsagan niya, I could say na yes, talagang ang daming ganong klaseng wrestlers na parang hindi ako mananalo today. It's a fucking fake sport, guys. Easy lang. You can win next month, man. Fuck.
It's not about the winning.
It's a fucking show. So,
Si Big Show, 15 years hindi nanalo.
And hindi ko alam kung if people who don't watch wrestling would be able to relate yung mga tension that they... Kasi the whole tension of Heels was like, anong gagawin ko sa character ni Alexander Ludwig? Mm. Parang ganun. So, parang... ano ba siya? Good guy ba siya? Bad guy ba siya? Good guy ba? Dude, if it's in an actual wrestling setting, sobrang issue yan.
And they like, don't parang, they don't handhold with the jargon. Ah. They don't.
Yeah.
Like, parang they just parang go.
Wala man lang exposition na may bobo na inexplainan ko ni.
Walang bata, 'di ba? May bata, may anak naman doon eh. May chance sila, may opportunity yeah, sila.
But they don't care.
May anak doon eh. There should have been at least one or two scenes every other episode. Mm. Nagtataas yung anak ng kamay. Dad, what's a face?
Mm.
Dad, what's a heel?
Sobrang konti lang, minimal. Tapos ako parang...
Yung bata expert din eh.
Dami rin niya alam eh. Kahit yung asawa eh. Yung asawa niya yung opportunity rin eh. Oh no, they turned him. Parang, go straight up right away. Just saying the insider sentences. Ha? Alam mo yun?
That's kayfabe.
It's kayfabe. Pero yeah, may mga ganun talaga nangyayari. And people are surprised how loose it can get, lalo na sa indie scene. Because, you know, sometimes people don't get paid a lot. So, some people are out to do business for themselves. So, and kung ikaw yung booker, you have to wrangle all these egos and shit like that. So, ako sa akin parang, oh shit, cathartic to, alam ko to ah. Ganun.
Parang if meron, and like parang in a few months, I'm sure there will be, if there's a highly dramatized show about independent podcasters trying to make it big. Usap ulit tayong dalawa because you and I might be the only two people watching that show again.
Other than nagkaroon that, sila ng show about podcasters, tapos magkakaroon ng podcast about it.
Actually, meron na.
Meron na ba?
Actually, meron na. No, I just remembered yung, again, another TV show suggestion. We started it, we haven't finished it. Selena Gomez.
Whoa.
Steve Martin.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, they're only murders in the building.
I didn't know they knew each other.
Apparently, they're friends. Only Murders in the Building is... a show that stars Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short. So she got both Martins. It's about these three people who live in this expensive building in New York City. They're fans of true crime podcasts. And then a murder takes place in their building. They investigate it while recording their own true crime podcast.
Ang galing!
Sobrang it's actually pretty good. First two episodes we saw, actually pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm Googling it now, actually. Hindi ko na. Nagulat ako. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
I know, right? Parang most random group of friends. But apparently, the three of them have become really good friends. Those are our TV suggestions. I think we've provided you, especially we threw Band of Brothers in there. We've now provided you with officially 250 hours worth of bingeable.
You're welcome.
TV viewing, you are welcome. Red, before we get out of here, one of my favorite clips of your comedy, and one of many people's introduction to Red, whether it's through TikTok or actually being there in the theater where they saw you perform it or hearing it, is your very unique and interesting views on the PBA. Over the course of time, I've fluctuated between being the PBA's favorite person to sometimes being PBA's not so favorite person. Sometimes they like me, sometimes they don't like me, and I can understand why. But where are you in your PBA fandom currently? And
voila. I have to admit,
what is your favorite PBA team name currently?
Man, hindi ko na alam, like they changed the names of the teams so much.
Yes, they do.
They don't care, you know? Parang sige, fuck the fandom. Parang ganun. Ako talaga, I was raised in a Hinebra house.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't mean na lasenggo kami.
What is the official team name of Hinebra?
Gin Kings.
Nope.
Which is not, di ba?
Nope. Is it? No, sir. Has not been the Gin Kings for a while.
What? What is it now?
Barangay Hinebra San Miguel.
Ah, yun na yun? Walang
I guess mascot? I guess barangay?
That's weird. Ano yung mascot nila? Lugar? Ano? It doesn't make sense. People, there was already a working formula and you keep deviating from it. As in, mayroong sobrang glaring na standard sa mundo. And it fucking works. I don't know why people stopped. Ayaw pa rin nila gamitin hanggang ngayon.
By the way, all the other teams, may moniker. May moniker. Yeah. I'm not saying they're all great, ha? Pero, yeah, Barangay Ginebra San Miguel,
parang, bitin eh.
For a forward team, ha? Barangay Ginebra San Miguel, apat na yung, parang bitin pa din, ha?
Yeah, parang siguro nung sinabi nila yung team nila. At anong pangalan ng team nyo this year, sir? Barangay Negra San Miguel. Tapos parang iniintay pa siya magsalita. Ah, yun na yun? Okay, well, alright.
So ano kayo? Kung yung Meralco ay Bolts, ano kayo? Barangay po. Barangay po kami.
Yun din yung ano rin, parang masyado rin on the nose yung ibang teams masyado.
Alright, you want me to read out the current?
Sige, sige.
Current, okay. And then you grade it, right? We can wrap it up there. I'll read out the current PBA team names and then you rate it, right? Okay, let's start off with the Magnolia Hotshots. Up.
Oh, akala ko yun na. Okay na eh.
Tapos. Pambansang Manok.
It's just like two mascots. Why have two names? And Diana, bigay mo yung isa sa Ginebra. I mean, it's
sister teams naman. Sister team.
Do they used to be Pure Foods?
This is the Pure Foods franchise, yes.
I think it's an upgrade from Tender Juicy Hot Dogs. So, which was a very phallic name. So, I would give it siguro a scale of 5, mga 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Okay. Well, here's a question. Which would you rather see them actually make a mascot out of? As in mascot suit. Ah.
Oh my God.
You rather see a mascot of a hot shot? I don't know how they would creatively interpret that into a mascot. Or a pambansang manok.
Parang mas corny yung hot shots. Eh. Yung pambansang manok is like is it gonna be like a patriotic chicken? Like parang,
I know.
Nakasakay ba siya sa jeep? Kumakain siyang adobo? Ganun ba yun?
Katawan ba to ni Jose Rizal pero ulo ng manok?
Ulo ng manok, yeah.
Or like, vice versa?
Or yeah, baka yun yung thing nila. Baka every game, he dresses up as a hero na iba. Like sometimes siya si Goyo, sometimes si Andres Bonifacio siya. Diba? Libreng idea, Magnolia. Sa inyo na to.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
Right. Okay, we talked about the Meralco Bolts. Quickly, rate the Meralco. 2 on the nose?
Yeah, 2 on the nose. Mga 2 out of 5.
The NLEX Road Warriors.
I would give it like a 4 out of 5 because it's a wrestling tag team.
Yeah.
Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors. So 4 out of 5. Tsaka, alam yun, maangas pa rin.
Here's my question. If you really think about it, hindi ba counterintuitive sa advertising ng NLEX yung Road Warriors? Kasi, outside of the wrestling reference, ha? Red, kung sabihin kong, pare, Road Warrior ka, di ba ibig sabihin nun na traffic ka?
Pwede. Or nagkaroon ka ng ordeal in one of their roads and you're fighting it. Di ba? But if you've driven sa NLEX, it's a very honest name.
Okay, points so for very, honesty.
They were very parang, you know what? Let's
points
do
for
it.
Honesty. Uh-huh. Okay. Officially, what's the grade for Barangay Ginebra San Miguel? Your team?
Man, they should have stuck with Gene Kings. Ngayon, it's not even a complete name. So, parang 1 out of 5.
You think medyo nahirapan sila kumuha ng import? Kasi, hey, you wanna come play for us? Yeah, Gene what Kings? Team? The Gene Kings.
The Gene Kings. It's fucking the best team ever. Here.
Everyone here roots for us.
Everyone here roots for us. So, feeling ko nga parang maybe it's a slow parang Dunkin' Donuts parang Dunkin' na lang sila ngayon. Maybe baka ganun. I have no idea pero okay. It's a bad choice for me.
Next team this is not to influence your grading of it, but this is my favorite name in the PBA, honest to goodness. Alaska Aces.
Ayun.
And they've been the Aces for a long time. They used to be the Milkmen. And then nag-shift, nag-rebrand, naging Aces.
Mm. Para kasi ano sila, dati kasi sa PBA was like 90s WWF. Like okay. all the wrestlers were jobs, 'di ba?
Yeah.
'Di ba? IRS. The
Godfather.
The Godfather, the Goodwins,
the Undertaker.
May Repo Man pa, eh. Repo Man. Parang ganun, 'di ba? So, dati siguro milkmen sila, beermen. Aces is nice. Really nice name.
I like the Aces kasi if you look at Alaska, which is a place, a state, pero pag binasa mo siya ng Tagalog, Alaska. Alas is an ace.
Yeah. Oh!
So I've always thought it was really clever.
Yung ba yun?
I've always thought it was really clever.
Okay, now it's like a 5 out of 5. Okay. I was gonna say 4 out of 5 because I think they were leaning on to wala pa rin tatalo sa Alaska, kaya aces.
Mm.
But now that you say that, that's even, it means
oh, Alaska. More. Alas. Oh,
ang galing!
All right. Okay, next up, Phoenix.
They should get that guy to name all the teams. Sana. Yeah.
Phoenix Super LPG Fuel Masters.
Oh my God.
This is confusing because the logo says Phoenix. Yeah, no, they are the Phoenix Super LPG Fuel Masters. They used to be just the Phoenix Fuel Masters kasi gasolina.
But pero LPG sales were low. LPG sales were low, so nilagay nila. Terrible name. Like a 1.5. It's not, at least kompleto siya. Alam mo yun? God.
San Miguel Beer, man.
Classic eh. Parang hindi na ako affected by it.
It's been around for so long.
Like a good solid 3 out of 5.
We've been desensitized by it. TNT Tropang Giga.
Oh, Tropang Giga na sila.
Tropang Giga.
Because when I did my joke, it was Tropang Texters.
May data na sila, bro.
Data's the game ngayon eh. So, Giga na yung... man, I like Tropang Texters. I think this is a downgrade. Giga is just... What is Giga anyway? Tropang
what
Giga.
It, what does it mean? Kapag kunwari, may nakakita sa atin dalawa. Oh, si Red saka si Nino. Yan, Tropang Giga. Ano sabihin nun?
Bakit parang hindi sila natututo? Pumapangit yung mga pangalan. Fun fact though about that joke. I performed it once when I opened for... Kasi I perform it multiple times. I perform it sa opening for Rex Navarrete and Jimmy Alapag was in the audience. Tapos I caught a glimpse of him before doing that joke and I'm like, sa utak ko, gagawin ko ba? Mamipikon ba siya? Mamipikon ba siya? Medyo idol ko to eh. So parang, wala lang pakialam, I'll just do it. Tapos pagkatapos, he approached me and kasama niya si Newsom, si Chris Newsom. And he was like, yo, that was really funny about the TNT jokes. It's so true. Ganyan-ganyan. Sobrang relieved ako eh. Parang, oh my God, yes, thank you. Buti na lang. Then he gave me tickets. That's great.
Still, to this day, they are still a tropa and they are still giga.
Tropang giga yan si, si Alapag. I know, like, nagkaroon siya ng stint sa Bolts, pero, yeah. 2 out of 5. Definitely.
The Rain or Shine Elasto Painters. They haven't changed the name, right?
They haven't changed
it. To be fair, they haven't gotten worse.
Oh, no. Quirk, a 3 out of 5 for commitment.
Okay, next up. The Terra Firma Deep.
What? Wait, anong team to you? Was it, used to be Colombia? Colombian Jeep?
Colombia, Colombian Jeep, Kia. This is the automobile franchise. Terra Firma Jeep, pero DYIP.
DYIP. Very nationalistic. Pero, isa lang. It's like one of them singular teams.
That's what I was diba waiting
siya, for. Di ba parati siyang trivia sa, anong NBA yung walang letter S yung mga teams? Tapos, bibilaan mo ilan. Utah Jazz, Orlando Magic.
Miami Heat.
Diba, ganyan.
Terra Firma
pero
Jeep.
Jeep is not a thing that you would just leave out there na mag-ise.
It's a collective
gets
term,
ko yung Magic because it could be a collective. Oh, Magic. It is like a, you know, Jazz. Yeah. Pero ito, I could go with Jeeps, Jeepneys, ewan ko.
Yeah, single Jeep lang. Single Jeep.
So 1.5 out of 5.
The Blackwater Elite. Sorry, I'm getting this wrong. The Blackwater Bossing. Also singular.
Very, very Filipino culture. I like it. Bossing could be...
Here's where it fails for me. Hindi nila endorser si Bossing.
Ah, so aspirational sila.
So kung si Vic Soto ay endorse nila, I would get it. Kasi if you tell me Bossing, if you say Bossing, I don't even think of my boss.
Exactly.
I think of Vic Soto.
And they could have like a Vic Soto-esque mascot, diba?
Exactly.
Sobrang nakakatakot yun. Diba?
Okay, Blackwater Bossing, what's the grade?
2.5. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not as bad as yung talagang, alam mo yun, sobrang intense na Phoenix LPG Fuel Master, whatever. I don't know.
Last but not the least, I saved your personal favorite for last. The Northport Batang Pier.
Ah, shit. Oh, so Northport na sila ngayon, hindi na global port. What happened? Did they lose the rest of the world?
Hindi, lumipat lang ang tambayan.
Dati lahat eh, global eh, di ba? Ngayon, Northport na lang. Di pa rin talaga. Ang labo talaga ng, tangin, ang labo talaga ng Batang Pier eh. Para talaga napaka, why? Is it like a, anong mascot nila? Do they have a mascot?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Oh my God. It's still a 1.5 siguro. Batang Pier is not anything.
Can you imagine? And di ko alam if ever nangarap ka maghabag PBA. Ah. But when I was growing up, that was my dream.
Oh, naman.
And this is like a straight rip from your joke, right? But you get there, finally. Diba? Tapos parang tanungin ka ng kamag-anak mo. Right? Kamag-anak mo sa abroad. Mm. Diba? Parang, oh, kamusta ka na? Oh, PBA player po ako. Oh, talaga? Huh. Saan? Ano po? Sa Batang Pier. Northport, Batang Pier. O kaya parang bio mo sa Instagram. I think that's a better version of that joke. Diba? Parang,
Lalagay mo lang dun.
Nico Ramos, shooting guard, Batang Pier.
Or baka lagay mo nga lang guard. So hindi nila alam kung, taga lang, guard ka ng, guard ka ng, kasi they don't, parang wala na ngayon, wala na masyado, diba? Ano na lang, CF tsaka G na lang ngayon, diba? So, pag nilagay mo lang guard Northport Batang Pier. Teka lang. Or guard Northport.
Guard comma Batang Pier.
Okay. Oh, guard, tapos nagkamali ka pa ng symbol. So, guard / Batang Pier. Okay. So, parang, wait.
Instagram bio, Nico Ramos. Center, bossing. Wow, grabe.
Oh, yun. Pwede yun.
Central bossing.
Yun talaga, no? Ang pangit talaga eh. It's not, ewan ko ba, ba't nila ginagawa yun? Like, I get that it has to start with the brand. Yung wala tayong magagawa dun. Pero, isa din sa mga hindi ko na mention sa jokes ko, but I have so much gripe about, is, and they were a championship team nung nangyari to, yung Sanmig coffee mixers. Tagatimpla ng kape, alam mo yun? Para... Tapos nakakatawa, like, I would talk to some PhilAms, comedians or wrestlers, and they would hear about, or, hey man, can we watch a PBA game? So, yeah man, sure. Like, what do you know any teams that you want to watch? Parang, yeah, I've always wanted to watch the Coffee Mixers. Kasi parang, napaka iba daw eh. Parang, alam mo yun, it's not like, it's not a threatening name. Parang, wala, but they just mix coffee, I guess. Hindi man lang baristas or something.
Well, they have since moved on to become,
what are they now?
Either the Hot Shots or the Pambansang Manok. We don't know.
Ano na sila? O nga pala. Nagkaagulo na yung mga names nila.
Dami kasing kumpanya. Dami produkto pag may-ari. Anyway, that does it for the pod. Thanks. Woo! Thanks, Red, for hanging out. I appreciate you taking an hour of your time.
No problem, man.
I think I promised that it would only take 30 minutes. Now you know my word does not count for anything if it's podcast.
You can't contain me in 30 minutes, man. It's hard.
I'll see you on the next Heels rewatch.
Yes, please. Oh, if you're doing an episode about Heels, I would gladly volunteer.
So no problem. I love that show.
I do a
type of show called Pilot Program where we discuss just the pilot episode of our favorite programs. Heels is on deck. It's a total one for us. Your two friends and my two friends who watch the show, they're the only ones who'll care. But we will be all in.
Yun din eh. Ang hirap din maghanap ng taong kausap about it. Exactly. If nobody watches it.
Yeah. But Heels is on deck. Red, that's Red Oliero.
Thank you, man.
The funniest man on social media. Follow him. You can search for him on TikTok, on Instagram. Just search for the bio that says guard, Pambansang Manok. He is guarding the national chicken for us all. Mm-hmm. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Nico.
I want a million lives. I want a billion profits when all that I got is a villainous mind. I keep a real in the pocket while you hear the venomous lies. I do not speak like a prophet, cause I got a million styles. Let's see what's really inside. Pulling over in the whip, flying out another trip.